As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yes, indeed, buddy. Boy, we have some really weird stuff going down here on the old broadcast this morning. Anyway, we're up, we're on, we're running. Let's go. The sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me a computer that works. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and I think there's a revolution in the air, but I can't be sure of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm tightening up the strings, twisting up the rubber bands. Maybe this baby's running, I'm not sure. But my name is William Roberts, I think. I still got good news, hopefully, hard facts, workable solutions for each and every day. If you can remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, especially this morning, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, be a part of today's broadcast. You have a good weekend, I did. Had a really great weekend, by the way. Anyway, log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Just sat around, feet up, drinking coffee, reading a good book. A very quiet, restful weekend. Or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Though, so very few people ever seem to use that number. I don't know why we keep giving it out. Anyway, from around America and around the world, you can also call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. That's the hot connection there, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Got some very interesting email over the weekend. Interesting little things to look at, things to watch, things to read, lots to learn. Wow, love the emails. Thank you, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. When I shook the door on the post office box, it still seemed to work. Stuff in it, too. Lots of nice stuff in there. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local. Our call-in number again, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious Metals Rally, as Barry and Boner quibble over the debt deal. Gold at new highs this morning. We'll talk about it. Goldman sucks PR job number one. That's it. NATO bombs Libya waters pipeline, glowing beef in Japan. Lots more than that on the browser this morning. Of course, we'll go in the second hour to the New World of Henry St. Simon. The positive science. We'll go in there, look at that a little bit further later on in the broadcast, like I said. Okay, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Good news, gold bugs. Yeah, buddy, there's some big hands and deep pockets in the market this morning, but as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, gold was up $18.10. It had been up higher than that. Lots of action in there at $1,618.40, setting all new highs this morning. Silver, strong move there as well, up 45 cents at $40.52. Troy ounce now again on the upside of the $40 peg, moving back towards 50 slowly but surely. Platinum up $2 at $1,793. And keep your eyes on rhodium. Rhodium, very interesting happenings in the rhodium market. Anyway, palladium was off $2 at $802 an ounce. Lows and highs in the gold spot market. Big spread, $11. There's that music. We are on the air. $1,611.50 for a low and $1,622.70 for a high.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we got all our ducks flying in order here today with this, so let's get on back to it again. Welcome back to our Monday, July the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yeah, we're live. It's like always, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and close this out, put it behind us for this morning. Again, though, rhodium, pay attention to what's going on here in rhodium. I've just been watching this thing. Rhodium this morning, it has a high of 2450, a low of 1850 for the past year, an average of 2216. 5 year, the low is $760. The high has been $10,000. This morning, it's about $1,800. You know, it's getting down there the same level as platinum. Wow. I would keep your eyes on rhodium. I don't know. Platinum, palladium, silver, gold, rhodium. Starting to get almost affordable. Keep your eyes on rhodium if you're all interested in that. Gold this morning, up $18.10. It's $1,618.40 a troy ounce. For aurum, the precious noble metal, silver up 45 cents at $40.52. Platinum up $2 at $17.93. That's almost right on top of the rhodium prices this morning. Palladium off $2 at $802 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs again, an $11 spread shaping up, $1,611.50 for a low in the gold spot market, $1,622.70. But at $1,618.40, your gold is up this year $428.60 year to year for a 36.03% return on your investment. Wow. breathtaking. I'm hanging on to the edge of the radio table. The London Gold Fix this morning. The boys at London set the price at $1,618.50. And as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the gold was just a dime below that. Lots of action happening, though. If you go and look at the Kitco.com website, you're just going to see some major stuff going on in that little daily gold chart. Wow, big hands, deep pockets, some real players are in the market this morning. They drove it up from below 614, drove it all the way up to the 1622 mark, drove it all the way back into the same 1612 area, and then it came back up again to the 1618. This is some pretty steep moves. I would imagine that if we were to have the intelligence of some others, that we might be able to do some chart overlays here, and we might be seeing some parallel manipulation going on in silver. I don't know. We'll just have to see how it goes. But this is a very volatile market shaping up this morning. The London Gold Fix this morning, again, the boys in London set the price at $1,618.50. The SPDR gold shares virtually unchanged over the weekend, 1,241.77 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $63.9 billion. Of course, there's not much action coming out of the SPDR, so it's hard to say that they're involved in the shakeup here. I'd look more towards J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs, but who knows. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 43 at 12,681. The NASDAQ down or up 24, closing out at 2859. S&P 500 virtually unchanged, up 1, closing at 1,345. On Friday this morning, crude oil off 82 cents. Now, they're talking about $120 barrel by the end of the year. Up off 82 cents at $99.05 as crude continues to try and scratch back over the $100 level. U.S. dollar index this morning off 14 basis points at 74.11. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where this morning the Canadian loonie, here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the free trade area of the Americas, the Canadian loonie up 13 basis points. The Mexican peso off or up 13 basis points at $1.05, a good strong move there for the Canadian loonie. The Mexican peso off 18 basis points, still hold on at 9 cents apiece. The euro up 11 basis points, 0.11%, at $1.44. The British pound off 8 at $1.63. The Swiss franc up 187 basis points, 1.87%. This thing's moving like a mining stock. At $1.25 U.S., so keep your eyes on that Swiss franc for all of those of you out there that are involved in the Forex market. And the bond yields this morning, the U.S. bonded indebtedness, the treasuries, the yield on the two-year moves up. Of course, they claim that that means it's going down. I don't know how the bond market works. I admit it. The 10-year at 3.02, that's your benchmark. The 30-year at 4.34. We've got an article in the browser about the bonds. We'll talk about it in a moment. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed rate national average mortgage, 3.674 a month ago, 3.64% today, and just a straight-up one-for-one. 30-year mortgages this morning moving up from 4.47% to 4.51%. Prime rate is locked in at 3.25%. Your gold-to-silver ratio is going to take you 39.94 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go right into the economy calendar. Lots of action happening this week on the Econoday website, but Chicago Fed National Activity Index is out this morning. It's the only thing that's out this morning. Tomorrow, of course, we'll have the Red Book, the Case-Shiller Index, Consumer Confidence, New Home Sales Wednesday, the mortgage purchase. Apps will be out. Durable goods orders will be out. Thursday, of course, the jobless claims, the Consumer Comfort Index will be out. Pending home sales, gross domestic product will be out on Friday. So it's a busy week. There will be lots of things. I still don't know why there was nothing in the Econoday calendar for Friday last. Anybody got a clue? Maybe to clue me in. I have no idea. There was just nothing on the calendar for last Friday, July the 22nd. How did they know that was going to be an important day anyway? Anyway, let's go into the report. Chicago Fed National Activity Index. For what it's worth, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index is a monthly index designed to better gauge overall economic activity and inflationary pressure. Well, here's the report. Growth in national business activity is below historical trends based on the Chicago Fed's index, which comes in at a minus 0.46. whatever that means, just numbers, you know, economics, like in June versus a downwardly revised minus 0.55 in May at a minus 0.60, the three-month average is at its lowest level since October of 2009. Weakness in personal consumption and housing is weighing most heavily on the index, followed by employment. Production and income is also a negative, with sales, orders, and inventories the only plus. Well, that's that one. Wall Street helps Boehner boost fundraising as House Speaker. Going to be very, very profitable for Mr. Boehner here as he continues to gyrate with the usurper. Jonathan Sallent writing this one for Bloomberg. Since January, U.S. House Speaker John Boehner has raised $6.6 million for his campaign committee, six times more than the Ohio Republican received during the same period 2 years ago when he was the chamber's minority leader. So being the speaker, putting a lot of do-re-mi-do in Johnny Boehner's pocket. Three of the five biggest sources of Boehner's campaign cash this year are the three Wall Street investment houses, a shift from 2010 election cycle when such contributors were ranked among his top 10, weren't ranked among his top 10 donors. Employees at the New York hedge fund Paulson and Company. That's a very important one there, Paulson and Company. You ought to check that out. Contributed $61,000 to Boehner's campaign account, more than any other company. New York-based Moore Capital LLP employees gave $53,000, while Cantor Fitzgerald LP donated $45,000. Well, that's that. We'll be right back.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So once again, back into the Wall Street discussion here in regards to Boehner boosting his fundraising as a House Speaker. You know, these guys, it's kind of unbelievable. They come in just, I don't know, he was, before that, I guess he was swamping out the floor for his pop's tavern. I don't know what they call it, Boehner's Bar and Grill, or Boehner Buddy's Buds and Suds, or what they called the place, but anyway. Somewhere along the line, somebody did a little bit of PR work so that they wouldn't have to confront the way that their name was pronounced. He must have been just ridiculed into with no mercy as a young person. But he's getting a lot of attention now. No one from any of these companies donated to Boehner for his 2010 reelection campaign, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. So he's starting to, you know, he's doing really good, Barry and Boehner, doing real good for their partners on Wall Street. Paulson and Company, Capital Management, Moore Capital Management LLP, Cantor Fitzgerald, all donating big bucks to the campaign chest here. Republican consultant Eddie I don't know how you pronounce this guy's name, said he had no doubt Wall Street has been betting that the House Republican majority would lead the effort to repeal or at least modify the revised financial regulations enacted last year. So they're doing everything they can, lobbying at the top. Republican opposition, Boehner and House Republicans last year opposed the passage of the revamped rules for the financial industry, which was blamed for triggering the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. What was the cause? What was blamed? The revamped rules? I don't think so. President Barry the Usurper signed those new rules into law a year ago this month. Since taking control of the House, Republican majority has moved to undo parts of the legislation. So they're all in there, you know, taking graft and corruption and greed. Syria, however, holds hundreds at protests as cabinet approves a plan for new parties. New parties, key phrase there, Masoud Ad-Dehali. Wow. Well, Masoud can write anyway. July the 25th, writing this one for Bloomberg, Syrian security forces arrested hundreds of anti-government protesters. This kind of seems to be a global phenomenon, isn't it? As the cabinet approved a draft law that would allow new political parties to exist alongside President Bashar al-Assad's ruling Ba'ath Party. Yeah. Women, children, and indigenous people, no, that's a line out of Agenda 21, women, children, and two well-known boxers. Damn. Buddy and Steven, right? I don't know. Were they on a leash, a collar, or these guys wear shorts? Were among those detained as people took to the streets yesterday for evening rallies in parts of the central city of Homs or Horns. Hard to read that. Sans serif type. And the suburbs of Damascus. Had a sudden vision on the road to Damascus here. Amr Kourabi of the National Organization for Human Rights in Syria said in a telephone interview today, at least 300 people were arrested in the capital's Redneck District, or Rukneddin District, he said. The proposed multi-party law, we're making the world safe for democracy, right? The proposed multi-party law, I hope they just fire this one down in a blaze. The proposed multi-party law endorsed late yesterday by the cabinet is, quote, a waste of time, Kourabi said. No relation to Kohlrabi, no doubt. Quote, as long as there is a system where you have a constitution that says the Ba'ath Party is the main party that leads society and the state, then this law is pointless. Well, I agree, Kohlrabi. You'd be right, brother. Going to have to go to a constitutional amendment there if they have that process available to Syria. You're not going to be able to pass a law to amend a constitution that I know of. The Ba'ath Party has dominated Syrian politics since 1963 and banned opposition groups. I think it's a step in the right direction. Now go ahead and get rid of the Ba'ath Party and get rid of your party system altogether and you'll be in free to run here. At least 19 protesters were killed by security forces over the weekend. You guys take politics seriously, don't they? Kohrabi said the protests in Syria to demand Assad's ouster are part of the wave of unrest across the Middle East and North Africa this year that unseated the leaders of Egypt and Tunisia. Assad has blamed the dissent in Syria on a foreign conspiracy. Yeah, that would be the Albert Einstein Institute and all the rest of those blathering idiots that are trying to lobby and agitate for a Mediterranean Union while saying the demonstrators' demands have merits and that changes are needed. Well, let's go talk to my favorite whipping boy here, Goldman Sachs, talking about the Middle East and my favorite Wall Street company. Goldman Sachs to buy 26.5% of Turkey's Aksa Energy Uranium for $450 million, getting into the public utilities business over there in Turkey. Erkan Ersoy, where did you find these writers? Writing this one for Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. will buy 26.47% of Aksa Energy Uranium, AS, a Turkish electricity producer, by paying $450 million to Aksa parent Kazanki Holdings. These holding companies, watch these holding companies, all right? Very, very important. Aksa chairman Semil Kazanki said in a telephone interview, Goldman lent Kazanki Holding $192 million as part of the deal. Kazanki said the loan has a maturity of 1 year and 1 week. 53 weeks. I don't know if there's any symbology involved in that, but the most peculiar, a 1 year and 1 week loan. Anyway, we agreed on a unit share price of, who cares? Aksa Energy rose, who cares? Aksa has the capacity of about 1,500 megawatts. So I guess, you know, they're going to be bringing the smart meters to Turkey pretty soon. Jump to another one. Threat to Japanese food chain multiples as cesium contamination spreads. Just when you thought you're out of the woods there, you're not. Aya Takata are writing this one for Bloomberg. Radiation, a fallout from a wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant, poses a growing threat to Japan's food chain as unsafe levels of... Is there a safe level of cesium found in beef on supermarket shelves were also detected in more vegetables and the ocean? Wow. More than 2,600 cattle have been contaminated. Kyoto News reported July the 23rd after the Miyagi local government said on the said 1,183 cattle at 58 farms were fed hay containing radioactive cesium before being shipped to meat markets. Well, that was not very bright. Agricultural Minister Michikio Kano has said officials didn't foresee that farmers might ship contaminated hay to the cattle ranchers. Wow. Kind of missed that angle. That highlights the government's inability to think ahead and to act, said Mariko Sano, secretary for Shufurin, a housewives organization in Tokyo. Well, she's right. Or he's right. Hard to say. The government is so slow to move, Sano said. They've done little to ensure food safety. Well, I guess she's been reading Agenda 21 anyway. She's got the talking points down to a pat. Let's go over here. China ordered high-speed rail review, fires officials after a crash kills 36. Okay, so, well, kill 36 people in a high-speed rail crash and you get fired. Shoot 90 people in Oslo, and, well, you get 21 years. Anyway, Frederick Balfour and Jasmine Wang, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. China ordered a two-month inspection of rail safety and fired three officials after at least 36 people were killed in a high-speed train crash 2 days ago. We should have a thorough inspection and rectify any possible safety issues, I'll say. Rail Minister Sheng Guangzhu said in a statement on the ministry's website today, the ministry said 36 were killed in the crash near Wenzhou City, compared with 43 reported yesterday by the official Xinhua news agency. Well, we'll be back with more on the high-speed rail crash right after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where over thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back once again over to China here ordering their high-speed rail review. Yeah, there's some interesting stuff in this article as it winds its way along, however. China is building too quickly. Zhao Jiang, a professor of economics at Beijing Xiaodong University, said by telephone yesterday, quote, "The result is this kind of accident. Yeah, they're ahead of themselves. So far ahead of themselves that they're running into each other in the disaster. A bullet train that had broken down after being struck by lightning." They want to build these things in America, too, by the way. "Was rear-ended by another locomotive." God. All right. Anyway, I guess they dropped their semaphores. The crash, which pushed four coaches off a viaduct. Oh, dreadful luck. Dude, we were on a viaduct when this happened. They'd injured him. Well, it was the highest point on the trip, and that's why it got struck by lightning. Then this other train came along, and bang, right in the back, off the cars. Injured about 192 people, according to the rail ministry. One of the trains was running from Hangzhou to Fuzhou, the capital of the Fujian province on the coast. And the other was heading from Beijing to Fuzhou, as in now said. Wow. On a mouthful. There were more than 1,400 passengers on board, so you can do the math. They were pretty lucky. They got off, you know, pretty much unscathed there. Anyway, the maker of the trains hasn't been disclosed. Yeah, he's probably fleeing the area. Anyway, CRS Corporation talks about that. And then after the crash, Long Jin was fired as the head of the Shanghai Railway Bureau.
along with the chief, He Xing Li, and Li Jia. So it was a bad day for Long Li and he, the head of the Bureau's Committee of the Communist Party of China, as Xin Hao said, citing the rail ministry. So, yes, indeed, this is Communist Party China. All right. Make no doubt about it. Let's go on to the next article. These guys are going to figure it out, though. They are moving ahead too fast, they say, building high-speed rail. Treasury's decline after El Arian. Why would we listen to this guy? It's beyond me. El Arian says the U.S. may lose its AAA credit rating. Well, El Arian, I hope you didn't have to go to college too long to figure that one out. Anyway, Garth Unison and Wes Goodman writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. U.S. longer-dated treasuries fell, extending last week's decline after Mohammed A. El Arian at PIMCO said the U.S. may lose its AAA rating. I don't imagine that Mohammed here wears a turban. He's not wearing one now, so maybe he gave up the camel. I don't know. The 30-year bond declines. The 30-year bond-led declines, pushing the yield up to within a basis point of an almost two-week high. See, they talk about bond declines, and the yield is going up. It's the confusion in this bond market, you know. You think that the more interest rates you'd get on the bond, the more, you know, you'd make getting on the bond market. But, no, I guess that's just the opposite. Anyway, there's been some disappointments that they still haven't reached an agreement, and that's why the Treasury is a bit weaker, talking about Barry the Usurper and John Boehner. The reaction of the market is negative, but it's not pricing in a default. The market is still anticipating that a deal will be reached at the last minute. We've been saying that all along. All right? Anyway, in most likelihood, a last-minute political compromise will avoid a default, but will leave the AAA rating extremely vulnerable, El Arian said. Well, so much for that. Norway shooting suspect Breivik's first court appearance is closed to the public. Now, of course, this broke on Friday when the markets were all empty. I don't know what was going on there. Maybe they had already anticipated it, so they didn't put any market news on Econo Day. Anyway, this one by Josiane Kremer and Stephen Treloar, writing for Bloomberg. A Norwegian court closed the first hearing involving Anders Behring Breivik. Behring, like the Behring Sea, Behring Straits. Behring, Bauer, Behring. I keep calling this guy a right-wing extremist. Looks like a Judeo-Christian Zionist to me. But anyway, the man detained for killing as many as 93 people. Boy, this guy went to it, didn't he? In a Norwegian shooting rampage. Yeah. Yeah. Who's told you? Oopcast. Yuffus duty. Anyway, to prevent it from hindering the investigation, the court said there was evidence that an opening hearing could trigger an extraordinary and highly complicated investigation and security situation. Well, an open hearing could trigger an extraordinary, highly complicated investigation? What are you going to do, cover it up here? Of course that's what we want to have. An extraordinary and highly complicated investigation and security situation. Anyway, police prosecutor Christian Hantlo will request that Breivik be held in custody for 8 weeks at the hearing in the Oslo District Court today. Breivik, who's 32 years old, has confessed the killings. I guess it's all done. Just wrap it up. The Nordic nation's deadliest incident since World War II. While not pleading guilty, acting Oslo police chief Sveinung Sponheim, they've got Heims in Norway. Wow. Said yesterday, if convicted on the two counts of acts of terror he has been charged with, he could receive a maximum sentence of 21 years in prison. That's 93 people shot to death. And the maximum he could get would be 21 years in prison? Wow. 8 ball of crack cocaine will get you 21 years in America. Norway's toughest punishment. And what would have happened if he killed 50? Giving him early retirement? I don't know. Anyway, we're asking for the hearing to be not public because we're afraid that he may destroy evidence if the hearing is open, for instance, by sending messages to other perpetrators, if there are any, because we haven't ruled out that there are other perpetrators involved. Oh, my. Police said that there are now fewer than 93 fatalities, so some of the people that were dead were revived, I guess. Anyway, they'll have more out later. We'll have to follow up on that. Norway faces grief over terror attacks. This by Johan Karlstrom. And Josiane Kramer writing this for Bloomberg. Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg is struggling to steer Norway through its deepest trauma since... Get a handkerchief. As many as 86 people were gunned down on July 22nd at a Labour Party youth camp. That's a problem. Don't send your children to Labour Party youth camps, okay? Parents are at fault here, obviously. Poor political choice. On the island of Utøya, northwest of Oslo, Stoltenberg, who leads the late Labour Party, said that the paradise island of my youth had been transformed into hell. Wow. Anybody knows where this guy spent any time in Israel? The killer, 32-year-old Norwegian national Anders Behring Breivik, confessed to the shooting and a separate bombing that killed seven people, according to the police. Oh, well. We're a small, peaceful nation, said Stoltenberg, 52. We're not used to dealing with terror. We'll not be naive. We'll understand that violence is also something that can hit our society. Well, there you go. Going down in Norway. Here's another one. BP. The BP breakup could unlock $100 billion, J.P. Morgan says. Brian Swint. Of course, BP's got all kinds of money they could unlock, couldn't they? Anyway, Robert Dudley could unlock $100 billion for BP PLC investors by following ConocoPhillips and splitting up Europe's second biggest oil producer. Still trying to figure out when they're beyond petroleum what they're trying to do. BP trying to recover from last year's Gulf of Mexico disaster. Of course, the Gulf of Mexico hasn't recovered from last year's disaster, or as Rob Chowda says, catastrophe, but it's lagged behind its three largest rivals this year. Who cares? Conoco's decision to split and goes down a little bit further, talks about J.P. Morgan, and Chief Executive Officer Dudley's efforts to revive BP have been undermined by a failed exploration deal with Russia's OAO Rosneft, or Rosneft, and the prospect of billions of dollars from fines from the spill, J.P. Morgan, blah, blah, blah. On a sum of the parts basis, BP is ludicrously undervalued. So they're still trying to drum up support for British Petroleum. And of course, it had to come out eventually. Dominique Strauss-Kahn's accuser gives the first interview. Well, we find out nothing from the article, but we do find out her name, apparently. It's Nafis Satou Diallo. And she says that she told the truth. Well, there's the name. Nafis Satou Diallo. That's it. Big deal. BBC. Not much to that story. Norway's massacre. The police probed the killer's links to the UK. Again, off the BBC. Scotland Yard is checking any possible links between the man who massacred at least 93 people in Norway. Not at least 93. They've revised the numbers down. And British right-wing and anti-Islamic groups. Of course, the most prominent anti-Islamic group is the Mossad, I guess, or Zionists, British right-wing, left-wing. But police sources say nothing significant has been found to suggest he had planned the attacks in the UK. Wow. Anders Breivik, 32, admits of carrying out the Oslo bombing and the Utøya Island youth camp shootings on Friday.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Again, back to this BBC News UK article here, Norway massacre, police probe killers links to the UK. I think we've really found our man, haven't you? Anders Breivik, 32, admits to carrying out the Oslo bombing and the Utøya Island youth camp shootings on Friday. I would say this fellow ought to be recruited, all right? Think of all the money the United States could save. What do we got, 7 members of the Al-Qaeda left over in Afghanistan, 2 maybe someplace else hidden in Pakistan? Baby, we got a job for this boy. Anders Breivik, 32, admits carrying out the Oslo... He did so much on Friday. Amazing. The UK National Security Council has called for a re-examination of far-right individuals and groups. That's right. Far-right individuals and groups. White boy Al-Qaeda here. I'm a terrorist guy. Anyway, following a meeting of the council in the morning, a Downing Street spokesman said... We're going to take stock of what happened in Norway and see if there are lessons to be learned. Lessons learned, best practices, right? It has called on the police and security services to assess the level of scrutiny of far-right groups. I read to you about this rural policing initiative that Janet Napolitano has got planned for America, sending all of their terrorists out here to terrorize us. I don't know if they're going to send the Mossad into middle America or just what, but they're going to be looking for all these right-wing extremists, you know. People who got a rifle and a Bible, that's dangerous, I guess. Anyway, the Metropolitan Police have said they're liaising with the Norwegians. I wouldn't put that in print. Anyway, a counterterrorism police officer is based in Norway and were there. That's plural? One British counterterrorism police officer based in Norway, and were there, because he must have brought his double. Anyway, but they, a British counterterrorism police officer, but they, and were, what, not sent in response to the bombing and shootings. No, they weren't. They were there to eat some lutefisk and lesser, or whatever they eat in Norway. Anyway, police sources say any links between Britain and Mr. Breivik appear to be historical. The gunman, a Norwegian with far-right links. Far-right links. What's that mean, anyway? Had written a 1,500-page manifesto in English dated London 2011. He said he planted the bomb, which killed 7 people in central Oslo and later carried out a massacre of 85 people at a youth camp on Utøya. An 86-person died in the hospital on Sunday. He said he carried out the attacks alone, describing his actions as gruesome but necessary. Wow. Something to learn for us all there. Anyway, let's jump over to this one. Something else for us to learn. The rape of Libya. The great man-made river. The reason for NATO attacks. There's a link here. I could probably drop this into a chat room. Very interesting. Breaking news. Important. NATO targeting the pipe factory of the great man-made river in the city of Brega, where pipes are manufactured to compensate for the damaged pipes of the river, the only source of drinking water and irrigation for the 4.5 million the people of Libya. Imminent humanitarian disaster. Alert. All right. This is off a website. I can't. It's Uruknet. .info, uruknet.info. It's in information from the Middle East, is what it says here in English and Middle Eastern writings. July the 22nd, 2011, a date for humanity to remember. NATO hit the Libyan water supply pipeline. It'll take months to repair. Then on Saturday, they hit the pipeline factory producing the pipes to repair it. Since when is the water supply pipeline itself a legitimate target? Right. Question. They've got a good video here. You can watch it and get an idea. This is quite the project. I knew about the aquifer, but I didn't know about this pipeline. They call it the Great Man-Made River in Libya. It's quite the deal. The Libyan leader, Muammar al-Qaddafi, informed members of the Security Council in his message that the alliance decided to carry out mass murder against the Libyan people by targeting their only drinking water source, where billions have been invested, and without it, life stops in Libya. He wondered what's the relation between this factory and the protection of civilians that NATO claims is carrying out. Thought they were going in there to save the people from this madman Gaddafi, remember? And now we're in there bombing the hell out of their water pipeline, a precious, very expensive development. A unique Libyan project, the Great Man-Made River, has brought water from under the Sahara Desert and made it available to various historically parched areas, which can now be cultivated and developed into a breadbasket for the region. Although there is a video here by a renowned expert who doubts that there's going to be a really long-term supply, but there are lots and lots and lots of this millions-of-year-old water available, and they're piping it with fury. Wars will be fought over access to water throughout the Arab land in coming years. Control of water could become even more decisive than petroleum reserves in decades to come. Of course, we've shared with you right out of Green Cross Optimist, Green Cross International, Green Cross Optimist, their magazine, where they talk about blue gold, right? The water in the Arab lands may be more valuable in decades to come than the petroleum. The Great Man-Made River is a network of pipes that supplies water to the Sahara Desert in Libya from the Nubian Sandstone Aquifer System, Fossil Aquifer. It is the world's largest irrigation project. It is the largest underground network of pipes and aqueducts in the world. It consists of more than 1,300 wells, most more than 500 meters deep, supplies 6,500,000 cubic meters of fresh water per day to the cities of Tripoli, Benghazi, Sirte, and elsewhere. Muammar Gaddafi has described it as the eighth wonder of the world. And you got to wonder, why is NATO targeting this? Here's a few facts. The Great Man-Made River Project facts. These are some facts and figures about the GMRA. Approximately 500,000 pre-stressed concrete cylinder pipes have been manufactured today, 500,000. Approximately 500,000 pipes have been transported to date. Pipe transportation is a continuous process. The work goes on day and night. Distance traveled by the transporters so far is equivalent to the distance from the Earth to the Sun and back. Over 3,700 kilometers of haul roads have been constructed alongside the pipeline trench to enable the heavy trucks, trailers to deliver pipe to the installation. The volume of the trench excavation is 250 million cubic meters. The amount of aggregate, all right, that's the gravel for the concrete pipes, pre-stressed concrete pipes, is 30 million tons, enough to build 20 pyramids the size of the Great Pyramid of Khufu. The total weight of cement used so far, 7 million tons. The total length of pre-stressing wires is 6 million kilometers, which would circle the Earth 280 times at the equator. So that's that article. But you got to ask, at least I'm asking myself this morning, what the hell is NATO thinking of here? They're talking about bringing Gaddafi before a international court for war crimes, crimes against humanity. Bubba, better check up yourself. This is off the CBS News, AP exclusive. Power grid change may disrupt clocks. Well, if it's only going to disrupt clocks, that's one thing, but it might disrupt lots more than that. Our power supply, this is off the AP, Washington, our power supply has been so precise that we've set our clocks by it, but time may be running out on that idea. You know, I'm looking at a electric clock on my radio table right now. A year-long experiment with the electric grid may make plug-in clocks and devices like coffee makers with programmable timers run up to 20 minutes fast. They're changing the frequency that the electricity runs at, I guess. The group that oversees the U.S. power grid is proposing a change that has the potential to disrupt electric clocks in schools, hospitals, and other institutions, according to a company presentation obtained by the AP. It may also mess with the timing of traffic lights, security systems, sprinklers, and some personal computer software and hardware. Might be able to just simply say that anything that's not connected to the internet or even an atomic clock. Since 1930, electric clocks have kept time based on the rate of the electrical current that powers them. If the current slips off its usual rate, clocks run a little fast or slow. What's going to cause this variation? Converting to solar and wind turbines and all manner and sundry of unreliable power sources. Well, we'll be right back.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
So back again to this article off the AP here, CBS News. It says CBS News, this is where the article comes from, AP exclusive, power grid change may disrupt clocks. A June 25th article, and a month old article, but nevertheless, it's relevant. Tweaking the power grid, they say here, is expensive, and it takes lots of effort, said Joe McClellan, the head of electric reliability for the Federal Energy Regulatory Committee. What are they doing? All right. The experiment would allow more frequency variation than it does now without corrections. Officials say they want to try to make this power supply more reliable, save money, and reduce what may be needless efforts. The test is tentatively set to start in mid-July. Well, I don't know. If they said it and got it started in mid-July, I didn't notice it. Interesting article. Anyway, a lot of people are going to have things break, and they're not going to know why. I haven't anything braided yet, have you? The changes, however, are out of the hands of the timekeepers and in control of officials who supply the electrical power. No one is quite sure what will be affected. This won't change the clocks in cell phones, GPS systems, or even on computers. And it won't have anything to do with official U.S. time or Internet time, all right? But wall clocks and those on ovens and coffee makers, anything that flashes 12 when it loses power may be just a bit off every second, and that error can grow with time. So, you know, Y2K wasn't bad enough where we were worried about our computers being able to figure out that 2000 was still a date. You know, now they're in there jiggling with the frequency, the hertz, I guess. I'm not sure how exactly that works. Anyway, that's the story. And they're sticking to it. Go on to one more article here. Generation. How many people have heard of this? www.generationim.com. IM.com. Well, sustainability, citizenship, our investment strategy, partnerships. You know, you just can't get away from this pluralist society that we live in today. Everybody is in bed with somebody else. And these guys are definitely in bed with a lot of interesting folk. We hope to make sustainable investing mainstream and encourage business around the world to be more responsible, ethical, and sustainable. I don't know how they're going to make people more ethical or responsible, we should say, accountable, and sustainable, more able to be propped up or shored up. Generation is proud of the close relationships with a number of leading organizations working toward a more sustainable future. World Resources Institute, the National Resources Defense Council, the Climate Reality Project, the Mistra Foundation, Global Impact Investing Network, memberships and investing and initiatives to support Generation's commitment to strengthening the field of sustainability research. We participate in the following initiatives: the ASEAN SRI Association, Business for Social Responsibility, the Carbon Disclosure Project, European SRI Association, Forest Footprint Disclosure Project. Wow. Where these guys huff up the patchouli incense and drift around in the forest wearing denim bell bottoms and Danner boots like we used to do so long ago. The UK Sustainable Investment and Finance Association, the Round Table on Sustainable Palm Oil, the UN Global Compact, the US Social Investment Forum. There's a lot of stuff going on here. What's this ASEAN SRI Association? ASEA is a not-for-profit membership association
dedicated to promoting corporate responsibility and sustainable investment practice in the Asia-Pacific region. ASEA's members include investment institutions managing over $2 trillion in assets. However, membership is open to any organization which has an interest in sustainable investment. Well, there's a lot more to that. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Monday, or Moon Day, July the 25th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. You can certainly find our website at becomevocallocal.com, which will give you all of the contact information you need. You'll also find our chat room there as well. Jump in, log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. And, of course, you can find all of our archives neatly stashed away for you, indexed on a regular basis at oraclebroadcasting.com. As I mentioned in the first hour, before we went into the news, had a very enjoyable weekend, finished reading this Introduction to Business by Gloss Baker. Now, who would want to spend their whole weekend reading a college-level textbook, Intro to Business? Well, I guess I'm just peculiar in that regard. But I did finish this book. It's some 690 pages long, and I've enjoyed reading it. 1967. It sure gives me an understanding, a better understanding of what was available at the college level even prior to, you know, my graduating from high school, just a little bit, a couple of years.
1967. I graduated out in 1970. But isn't this in last part of the book under in chapter 25 on data processing? It reveals a lot of very interesting stuff. They talk about COBOL and Fortran. They also discuss in limited detail some of the many different computers that are out there, the UNIVAC 490 and so on and so forth, Westinghouse telecomputer system. An example of real-time data processing within the total systems concept is the telecomputer system of Westinghouse Electric Cooperation. The company installed its first computer in 1956, established a headquarters business systems department in 1959, built its telecomputer system and center on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1962. The center of the system is a UNIVAC 490 computer supplemented with 71 other computers placed in other localities. Now you think, well, my goodness, well, that's just, well, it's prior. It's prior to the John and Jane average man having a computer in their homes, I can assure you. In the section here titled Software, one of the most significant aspects, again, 1967, just kind of listen, let it flow across you. One of the most significant aspects of a computer system is its program. A program or software may be defined as a series of operating instructions to be performed in processing the data supplied to the computer, the results of which will give the required answer. The actual writing of a program is done by a person called a programmer. Again, this is Intro to Business, 1967. A program is prepared by listing in complete detail the logical steps which the computer must take in order to obtain the desired results. And we could just use that in our own lives, take the computer out of the mix, okay? And write up your program, a program for action. We can look at Agenda 21, you get a pretty good understanding of this, okay? A program is prepared by listing in complete detail the logical steps which, we could say here, the states or the status or the international order must take in order to obtain their desired results. Agenda 21, a program of action, programmers, program me, for the 21st century. Agenda 21, sustainable development. There are four basic considerations in the preparation of a program. One, definition of the problem to be solved. I mean, when you set out to do something, well, how often do you actually sit down and try and define the problem that you're going to solve? Two, outlining each logical step required to reach the solution. We can go right back into goal setting and time management, stuff that I used to teach and talk and learn about in the 1980s. Right, these are very basics, but I wonder how many people use this on a daily basis now. First of all, again, definition. Define the problem to be solved. This is called crystallizing your thinking. And then outlining each logical step required to reach the solution. So in this case, what we're doing is we're identifying all the roadblocks and obstacles, the things that stand between where we are today and where we need to go in the future in order to accomplish our goal. Outlining each logical step required to reach the solution. How do you overcome this objection? How do you overcome this one? How about this obstacle? How about that one? Number three, writing the program in machine or symbolic language. Notice that there's writing involved in this, writing it. It's not just merely thinking about something, not just hopeful thinking or wishful thinking. It's actually a process of writing. It helps you to crystallize your thinking. And this is what they do, writing the program in machine or symbolic language. Four, translation of the program into machine language. If the program were written in symbolic logic, and then it continues, talks about machine language, symbolic logic. Symbolic languages enable the programmer to write instructions in English and algebraic symbols rather than in machine language. And it continues. But then it comes down to flowcharts. The importance of outlining the logical steps required to arrive at the solution of a problem has been mentioned. One way to do this outlining is by means of flowcharts. Not only in computer programming, but also in general logical thinking. Flowcharts are most useful. So perhaps you're thinking about, you know, the implementation of smart meters in your community by your local electric utility, and you'd like to launch a campaign against them. So you sit down and you You start out by defining the problem to be solved, outlining each of the logical steps required to reach the solution, writing the program in a machine or symbolic language or in your own words, and then translation of that into machine language, action steps. What are you going to do? And then start in on a flowchart. A flowchart is a graphic representation of the logical steps to be used in problem solving. It helps the programmer to do the following. One, to break down a problem into workable segments. And as I've mentioned in the past, and many others have stated before me, this is the idea when you ask the question, how do you eat an elephant? The answer, obviously, is one bite at a time. You break down a problem into workable segments. One of the great challenges in accomplishing difficult goals is that we have no prior experience with it. You haven't developed a winning attitude because you're always trying to, you know, take on the world. If you'll break it down and find some simple things, break your long-term goal into smaller things, you can accomplish a few small pieces every day. Your attitude, your positive expectancy to win goes up and up and up, and you're not, you know, overwhelmed by the magnitude of the challenge. To ensure that each step is accomplished in correct sequence, we want to make sure that we don't do things one thing here, one thing there, only to regret that we did the one thing first. The last thing you want to do is to come in with your bullhorn blaring until you've got all of your groundwork laid. To ensure that each step is accomplished in the correct sequence, think about it. Step by step by step, it's like a grand chess master. To ensure, to bring to light areas of the problem that need further clarification. Is there some place, something in what you're trying to accomplish, whether it's to start a business or to bake a cake or change a baby's diaper, is there something about this you don't understand? Maybe you need to get some further clarification. Not so much to spend forever on the internet developing the paralysis of analysis, but certainly seeking further clarification to the various problems, then to prevent or to detect errors in a proposed solution, and finally, to discover labor-saving and time-saving shortcuts to the solution. So a basic flowchart then can be very handy. You, in the first place, you've got these four basic considerations in the preparation of a program, and from that you move into the flowchart. Basically, a flowchart is a drawing of boxes, lines, and arrows and comments which indicate what is to be done. A well-designed flowchart will reveal all of the specific steps that are necessary for a completely logical solution to a problem. So that's one of the ways that you can apply the trivium, your grammar, your logic, and your rhetoric.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We're going to dive back into our study of Henry St. Simon a bit further this week, and I'm going to stick on this topic for a couple of days more because I've got a lot to share about 7 years of research, but I'm not going to go through all of it, of course, just some of the highlights. This particular book is a good insight into the new world of Henry St. Simon. I've shared with you out of it before. Frank Emanuel, Notre Dame Press, first published in 1963, the edition that I've got open in front of me. First edition of this one, where we find these words written: since chemical phenomena are more complicated than astronomical phenomena, man did not busy himself with them until long afterward. In the study of chemistry, man fell into the same errors that he had committed in the study of astronomy. But ultimately, the chemists got rid of the alchemists. All right? Physiology is still in the unfortunate position through which the astrological and chemical sciences have passed. The physiologists have now to expel from their midst the philosophers, the moralists, the metaphysicians, just as the astronomers drove out the astrologers and the chemists, the alchemists. All right? So what are we talking about? The physiology. How does the body work? You know, at the time, they didn't know anything about, the pineal gland. They didn't know anything about DNA strand, all that sort of stuff. They didn't know. And so they just lumped it all together, the philosophers, the moralists, the metaphysicians, just as confused as the alchemists and the astrologers. Right? Continuing, the main function of philosophers, moralists, and metaphysicians is to study the relationship between phenomena that are called physical and those that are called moral. When they become successful in this branch of their work, it should be called physiology. But they also try to tie all the observed facts together into a general system. I'm convinced that this will not be possible until physiology reaches the stage which I described with reference to astronomy. And of course, there's a lot of disagreement as to who was penning these words. Certainly, Auguste Comte is in the picture here. All right, and he was bringing systematic thinking and writing to the thoughts, the incredible ideas, I guess, of Henry St. Simon. Here's another quote. All sciences began by being conjectural. We've talked about this in the past. You know, we talk about the niche builders. You go all the way back to the Babylon and Egypt, Sumer. And whenever someone was able to come up with something, you know, they got specialized skills or knowledge, they'd go up in the great sandstone wall of life and carve out a niche for themselves. They call them the niche builders. And up in there, they clamber up into their little niche and they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge and skills. And they hang their shingle out and sell it to the unwitting passers-by. All right? But all sciences began by being conjectural. What ifs? The great order of things has ordained that they shall all become positive. And so as these philosophers in France, shortly after the War for Independence concluded and they were involved in the French Revolution and the other revolutions and turmoil in Germany elsewhere,
they were starting to come toward this idea that there are three primary stages or three potential or three ultimate stages of mankind. The first is the theological stage, where men as youths in the infancy of man go off with all of the gods and goddesses. All right. Then after that, they travel into the metaphysical and they start to speculate and philosoph. And then ultimately, in their older age, mankind in his old age moves fully into and embraces the positive stage of human development, where it's like the show me state. We're skeptical. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me the evidence and keep your speculation to yourself. Astronomy began by being astrology. Chemistry was in its origins nothing but alchemy. Physiology, which for a long time floundered about in charlatanry, today rests on observed and verified facts. Psychology is beginning to base itself on physiology and to rid itself of the religious prejudices upon which it was founded. And we'll just drop down a bit here. The physical sciences do not pass from their conjectural to their positive states simultaneously. I'm repeating these phrases, these phraseology, so that you understand what I'm talking about when I say that we are in the positive stage of human development, and some of the greatest minds on the planet would agree, and few, if any, have ever come up and said you're wrong, Will. You might. You can certainly do so. 866-841-1065. Tell me I'm all wet. But they have made their appearance in a set order which was by no means fortuitous. To ferret out the law of this succession was important because if the controlling principle of the order was discovered, it could become the key to future scientific progress. The particular order of emergence was based upon the essential nature of each of the sciences, and so we had to go through, like schoolboys, this process. We had to get word in place, then we had to get number and set theory in place, and then we could move on from there to algebra, and then on into geometry. And, you know, with geometry, ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria. Wherever there's geometry, wherever there's matter, there's geometry, and where there's geometry, there's mystery. And the mystery religions all come falling out of that. And they're thinking about it in the step-by-step progression. We're developing things today that would have been impossible 100 years ago. Not only technically, but mentally. We weren't thinking along these lines. We have to stack up all the Lego blocks, you know, get all your egos and Legos together. Drop down a little bit. Hypotheses about the evolution of the species, which were current in France and England during the last decades of the 18th century, also had a number of component ideas, identical with Burden's theory, of the evolution of the sciences, the most striking of which was the common notion of progression in time from simple to complex. So I certainly don't give any credence to the idea of the evolution of species. But what we can discern from reading Darwin's work is that things morph and things can respond to their environment, though I don't like to use that word either, for various purposes and for various gains and camouflages. But more importantly, ideas progress. Right? We don't need to call it all evolution, but they do progress. They add one to another. You kind of pretty well have to learn how to sketch before you can learn how to draw, and then you're going to have to learn how to draw before you can really learn how to paint, so on and so forth, step by step by step. Burden named the science of man physiology, which for him encompassed what are now the disciplines of anatomy, physiology, psychology, and history. So here is a new science that was coming on, philosophy. Both Burden and Bichet, involved in that. Physiology does not yet deserve to be classed among the positive sciences, but it has only one step to make before it raises itself completely above the level of the conjectural sciences. And then it drops down a little bit more here. Almost all one has to do is formulate the general theory of physiology is to pull together the works of Cannabis, Bichat, of Condorcet, because these four authors treated almost all of the important physiological questions, and they based all the theories that they produced on observations which had been verified, empirical studies. Developing a system of science,
positive science. This is what we're talking about, towards a positive science. When the theory of physiology was perfected, a consequence of successful synthesis of outstanding French anatomists, physiologists, psychologists, and philosophical historians, would become a full-fledged positive science of man. The science of man, right? The universal religion of man, positive philosophy, positive polity. The application of this new science would immediately revolutionize the basic institutions of European civilization. We're going to come back with a few points on that.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty Stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so it's, you know, no great shakes to go anyplace in this book, because you can always find something of value to share. Proofs of a Conspiracy by John Robison, A.M., 1798. This is the Americanist Classics. You know, it's the original $2 book here, all right? But we're talking about the writings originally published in 1798 by John Robison, all right? And in this, we find this, and we're talking about this new positive religion, the religion of science, the religion of Newton, and Saint Simon, writing contemporary with the Weishaupt and the rise of the Illuminati. Freemasonry. It surely needs a little argument now to prove, I stop writing here, that the order of the Illuminati, for its immediate object, the abolishing of Christianity. At least this was the intention of the founder, Bicep, with the sole view of overturning the civil government by introducing universal dissoluteness and profligacy of manners, and then getting the assistance of the corrupted subjects to overset the throne. The whole conduct in the preparation and instruction of the presbyter and regents is directed to this point. Philo says, I have been in it unwearied pains to remove the fears of some who imagine that our superiors, that would be the capital S superiors, want to abolish Christianity. But by and by their prejudice will wear off, and they'll be more at ease, were I to let them know our general holds all religion to be a lie, and uses even deism only to lead men by the nose, were I to connect myself again with the Freemasons and tell them our designs to ruin their fraternity by this circular letter, a letter to the Lodge in Courland, were I but to give the least hint to any of the princes of Greece or Bavaria, no, my anger shall not carry me so far. An order, forsooth, which in this manner abuses human nature, which will subject men to a bondage more intolerable than Jesuitism, I could put it on a respectable footing and the world would be ours. Should I mention our fundamental principles even after all the pains I have taken to mitigate them? So unquestionably dangerous to the world, who would remain? What signifies the innocent ceremonies of the priest's degree as I have composed it in comparison with your maxim that we may use for a good end those means which the wicked employ for a base purpose? So out of the greatest evil can come the greatest good, and we can go back there and revisit Shabtai Zvi and labor Zionism. Jacob Frank and the Frankists. So back to our discussion again. August Comte, Henry St. Simon, here, this Henry St. Simon. Here's a series of points under this idea of the theory of physiology being perfected. Number one, the teaching of physiology, this is humans, just type it into your browser, go to the dictionary. The teaching of physiology will be introduced into public education. Now think, apply this to anything. Let's say that we could say the teaching of sustainable development, all right, will be introduced into public education. Anything. You've got to get it into the minds of the young. You've got to bring up the next generations. You have to have them already pumped, prime, and ready so that when they come into academia, the college professors that were likewise pumped, primed, and made ready, they have a willing mind coming into place. I base my conjecture in this respect on the observation that each of the physical sciences has been introduced into public education as soon as it became positive. So you're out there in the tinfoil hat land. You don't bring that sort of stuff into education, but you can sow the seeds early in grade school and then bring them up with rhymes and things like that. And by the time they're 12 years distant and coming into the colleges and the universities, you'll have made positive your new thinking and they'll be ready to go. Morals will become a positive science. Morals. A positive science. Not religion. No, that was destined for the act. The physiologist is the only scientist who is in a position to demonstrate that in every case the path of virtue is at the same time the road to happiness. Right? In the pursuit of happiness, the road to happiness. Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, Claude Henri d'Iberville Saint-Simon, Auguste Comte, John Stuart Mill, James Mill, John Austin. Just some names that are contemporary here. Morals, again, will become a positive science. The moralist who is not a physiologist can only demonstrate the reward of virtue in another world because he cannot treat questions of morality with enough precision. We're creating a new science here and trying to make positive the study of physiology. Just as Auguste Comte coined a new term, created a new science, they call it sociology today. Politics will become a positive science. And so today you go out and you study political science. August Comte wrote his System of Positive Polity. The weakness of human intelligence has obliged man to establish in the sciences a division between general sciences and individual sciences. So you could also say the natural sciences. And then you have the professions and the great arts, like architecture and civil engineering. General science or philosophy has as its elementary facts the general facts of the individual sciences, or, if you like, the individual sciences are the elements of general science. And I realize this is a little bit, cumbersome. Nevertheless, having brought this kind of information to the audience for years, I hope you can stick with me. This science, which can never have any other character than that of its elements, was conjectural as long as the individual sciences were. It became semi-conjectural and semi-positive when some of the individual sciences became positive, the others still remaining conjectural. Such is the present state of affairs. It will become positive when physiology is based in its entirety on observed facts. They make it scientific, empirical, evidence. Because there exists no phenomenon which cannot be observed either from the viewpoint of the physics of inorganic bodies or the physics of organic bodies, which is physiology. Again, you can take a look at the occurrences on September the 11th in New York City. And you can go back and you can break this whole thing down and base it entirely upon a scientific inquiry and then let the evidence speak for itself. Continuing, and this is what he was trying to do with physiology. The religious system will be perfected. And of course, Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon came up each with their new religion as part of this move towards the positive stage of human development. And others are coming up with new religions, green religions, etc. today. All the known religions were based on a scientific system, and that any reorganization of the scientific system will bring in its train the reorganization and the improvement of the religious system. And I can assure you that since the time of this writing, that this movement has moved worldwide, and religions have been in lockstep, not only revising their basic organic texts like the Bible as rapidly as they can, but they've also, the pulpit parrots have been changing their Sunday teachings, getting everybody ready to be part of the new world order, the new world of Henry St. Simon. The clergy will be reorganized and reconstituted. Of course, over the weekend, Al Anthony brought out the Rerum Novarum and other material for us to look at. You can see how the Pope is getting in line here. A religious system is divided into two parts. One is the passive part, and the other is the active part. Or, rather, one is the theoretical part, and the other is the practical part. The coordination of principles constitutes the first. The organization of those who apply the principles constitute the second. There was very, very little that was overlooked by these thinkers. Whether they're brilliant thinkers or stinking thinkers is your decision to make. But nevertheless, there was no stone left unturned. They were developing a new order for the ages. The improvement of the principles brings with it an improvement in the education of the clergy, and a better composition of the clergy produces a perfection in the interests, intrinsic value, and in the coordination of the principles. And shortly after this time, the American Education Society was founded in the United States, where we started to look for bright young men that would then be sponsored on scholarship to the various seminaries, and from the seminaries into the universities, so that your pastors and your preachers and your teachers would have both thoroughly inculcated in them the new religion as well as the religion of science, and basically bring both from the pulpit simultaneously. We'll be right back. Thank you.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So just trying to weave together a little bit from John Robison and a little bit with Henry St. Simon, just to break up things and to show you that when you're talking about the OTO, or whether you're talking about Freemasonry, or whether you're talking about the Illuminati, all of these people are tied together. No doubt about it. But it's always a perfection of the principles which initiates and re-initiates any movement which, for a period of time of greater or lesser duration, then becomes alternating and reciprocal. The clergy will therefore necessarily reorganize itself when the system of ideas, the religious principle, is itself reorganized. But we have seen above that the passive religious system was nothing but the materialization of a scientific system. Thus, the reorganization of the clergy can only mean the reorganization of the scientific core, because the clergy must be that scientific core. And if you were listening again yesterday to Al Anthony, he brought out a brief study on St. Thomas Aquinas, all right? And so St. Thomas Aquinas was faced, you know, he was squared off with the advance of the Muslims, the Mohammedans, the Moors, if you will, and their takedown of Western Europe. And in that regard, he had to deal with a real problem in the church. Shall the church look at the Greeks and the ancients, Aristotle, Plato, Lucretius and others, or shall they just reject it? Shall they ban them and put them into their prohibition list, the banned books, the forbidden books? Shared a little bit about that on Friday. Or not? And so he went in and he started studying, and he was trying to relate all things pagan and Greek and elsewhere, Roman, with the teachings of the church, and ultimately, in the way that he concluded his Summa Theologica, as he never finished the book, by the way. Lengthy book. Lots of writing. But the way that he concluded it was that one day he just decided, after all of his efforts, is that his words, his writings, his papers were just like so many blades of grass, and he just stopped. There was very little argument between the teachings of the Greeks and that of the church, and it was no longer necessary for him to continue writing, and so the church just took it on and become at once pagan and Christian. Anyway, it didn't hurt them. They've always been that way from the beginning. Constantine was no fan. Just let that go for now. St. Simon foresaw an epoch when the philosophy which will be taught in the schools will be positive. Note the date now. Thus, in 1813, he already had the conception of a positive philosophy with a connotation not unlike its meaning in Auguste Comte's course of positive philosophy. Though in St. Simon, it was still primarily a descriptive phrase, not a detailed system. And that was the difference between these two. St. Simon was a thinker, and Auguste Comte was a detail man. He could get down and systemize things. He could write out the program of action for the 21st century in all 40 chapters, you know. That's the kind of guy he was. The same hold, too, for his apocryphe about positive politics and positive religion, which Comte elaborated into a system, the Politique Positive, a full-blown positivist system of religion and morals. And he wrote all that from 1851 to 1854. The germ of all these ideas was sown in the same Memoire sur la science de l'homme. That would be St. Simon. Of man, the memoirs of the science of man. Quote, one realizes that systems of religion, of general politics, of morals, of public education are nothing but application of the system of ideas, or if one prefers, that it is the system of thought considered from various angles. Thus, it is obvious that after the completion of the new scientific system, there will be a reorganization of the systems of religion, of general politics, of morals, and of public education, and that consequently the clergy will be reorganized. This has all happened. One realizes that national organizations are individual applications of general ideas on the social order, and that the reorganization of the general system of European politics, call that the Euro, EU, will bring in its train the national reorganization of the various peoples who, by their political union, form that great society. So here he is, a long, long time in advance, visioning this move into the European Union. All of these, by their political union, will form that great society of Europe, European politics. St. Simon did not use the term sociology. It is Comte's neologism, combining Latin and Greek roots in a clumsy name, preferring variants like the science of man, the science of society, physiology and social physiology, the science of politics, etc. He would have attacked the modern segmentation of the science of man into separate disciplines. He did not differentiate among the branches of the social sciences, and his terminology was consistently loose and even vague throughout his writings. At times, he reverted to the term moral sciences in the 18th century sense and subsumed under it everything related to man and society. And so, as I've shared in the past, it was at this time that man became the subject of science. What a change! Man placed in a petri dish and slipped under the high-powered microscope and studied to the nth degree and the nth detail. And NASA's pooping and snooping all over your email box today.
Saint-Simon never wrote anything about the character of the individual physical sciences worth any serious analysis, and this immediately distinguishes him from his disciple, Auguste Comte. All right? And we're going to close pretty quick. Well, we're not really going to close, but we're definitely going to get to a turning into Auguste Comte probably tomorrow. Wednesday, I have a special guest coming. That will be a program in the first hour. We'll go back and visit with Amanda Teagarden. Okay, safe. She was up at the conference in Salt Lake, and we want to get the heads up on that. But continuing further here, but from the murky confusions of St. Simon's writings in the period before 1814, one stands out with striking clarity, that the dominant preconceptions of the science of man were to be biological and not mathematical. Biological and not mathematical. So when we look at the smart meter, when we look at technocracy or technotalitarianism, when we look at this grid, the smart grid, when we look at this interoperable, interconnected system, when we think about symbolic logic and COBOL and Fortran and all of the other programming languages, we're not looking at something that is mathematical per se. We're looking at something that is biological. They live. These are things that are operating systems that are mirror images of the physiology of man's mind and his bodily systems. And it is from that perspective, when I'm reading the news or sharing things with you, whether we're looking at the organs and bodies of the United Nations beast system, we're looking at manifestations, embodiments of idea. The really big idea, a new world order, shall emerge. It's not so much mathematics. Mathematics helps us to get on the mark. But it's just another one of the tools of the niche builder. The really big idea is this living order, this new organism. And it's this new living order, this new organism that has no head of its own. No more so than our head, physical, is anything more than a cabinet to pack our brain into. There are many, many parts and pieces of the brain. They all are interlocked, interoperable, and interconnected, and so must be. From a physiological standpoint, no one man is the brain. No one computer out there could conceivably be the brain. It doesn't work that way. All of the nerves are hooked together. All of them getting their different signals from different places in the brain. Some specialize in this, some specialize in that. But no one sword blow will take the whole beast down. It's a beast system. And as such, we can marvel at its creation, I guess. And we can hope for its demise. That's all for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.